I once told my Uncle Sheldon about what a day was like when you cover a war. I'd just come back from Sarajevo or Kosovo, described how the city had no trees because they'd been chopped down for heat. People had to eat grass because they had no food, and how artillery shells whistled and crashed all night, scorching the sky, how a couple of times shots from snipers came close enough to our heads to sizzle in our ears as we raced through town to file our stories. My uncle, who'd been a U.S. Marine in World War II, just heard me through and asked, "What the hell would you want to do that for?" The murder of James Foley by the Islamic State poses that question for many people. There are lots of jobs in journalism that don't involve risking your life, especially when these days any man or woman with a mobile phone can send news to millions of people. When a tornado strikes or a bomb explodes, people on the scene now bring word of it in words, images, and sounds before most professional reporters can even reach for their shoes. So why do journalists still go to dangerous places? One reason, and no honest answer can avoid this, is professional reward. Covering wars can win attention, respect, and awards in a crowded, competitive field, and the reporters acquire a matchless experience that can stamp and propel their careers. This certainly happened to me. War reporting is also enthralling, usually more involving than covering, say, a county zoning meeting. You see life illuminated in the glare of death. Good and evil, fear and bravery, louts and heroes, all in the same place, often all in the same person. It can leave you depressed, but also elated. As Jim Foley told an audience at Northwestern's Medill School of Journalism, when you see something really violent, it does a strange thing to you. It doesn't always repel you. Sometimes, as you know, it draws you close. It's a strange sort of force. But this may be a good week to remember that this human mix of motives can also lead to good and noble work. James Foley was once a teacher who worked with juvenile offenders. As a freelance reporter, he fought to work in fierce, treacherous places to tell the stories of people who might otherwise not be seen or heard. Work that throws light on dark places and can open minds and reach into hearts is worth the dedication of a human life.